Hey everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about founder distractions.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
The types of things, maybe the most tempting temptations are the most distracting distractions for founders. Things that founders easily get distracted by or with that founders should avoid if they don't want to get into trouble. What comes first to mind when you hear a common founder distraction? What is like the first thing that pops up in your head?
Oddly, I think one of the biggest founder distractions is meeting with other founders.
Tell me more.
I think there are a lot of like, meet with other founders, get feedback on what you're doing, or have like, you know, sort of a community or a group of you that kind of can talk about work, right? And talk about what you're dealing with and things like that. There's a lot of camaraderie that shows up in that way when you have friends that are founders. And one of the biggest things is when founders are just meeting other founders, almost like, how can I put it? Like, just for the sake of meeting other founders. I'm a founder, you're a founder, let's meet up. You know, or founders meeting other founders with the idea of like, you know, there's a lot out there that have a lot to do with, I'm meeting other founders, they're early stage founders, I want to help them. So I actually even think helping other founders can be a distraction for many people, right? Like, and I know many people would be that are listening know me really well and know I help a lot of founders. They probably know you really well, Steli. You help a lot of founders, right? Yeah. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? But look, I don't think most founders are actually like should go help other founders all the time. And the reason I say that is it's either something that you know how to do and you can do it because it's just part of your DNA and also like it helps your businesses somehow or your business, or it's just not something in your DNA. It's just not something that you know how to do, right? So I think there is a lot of distraction I've seen with founders trying to help other founders, or founders meeting with other founders just because they're other founders. And this is easy because what happens is there are so many founders out there now that will email you and want to meet up, or will email you and be like, oh, you did X, Y, and Z. I'd love to learn from you. And you can get caught up in that. I've seen founders get caught up in that. And now it's even like, it's not just because you're venture funded. Even a lot of self-funded founders are getting that because they're, you know, successful to some extent. They built something of value and they're getting hit up. So for me, like I think I've said this before, I do like to try to help people, but a lot of times I'll say, hey, just send me your question by email and I'll respond, right? And I do that a lot. If you really want to meet with me, even if you get introed to me, I'm now always doing a calculation of like, am I going to learn something from this experience if I meet with this person in person? Is it that I have some obligation because it's like a good friend of mine or somebody who introed me, right? Who I know like that they would want me to meet with this person for a very specific reason, but usually they're able to tell me why, right? The other person who's introing is able to tell me why I need to meet the person versus why I need to help the person. Because helping and meeting is not the same thing in my mind. So that's one aspect. And I'll say another one, and I'm sure you have more. And another one I've seen is like founders getting distracted by competition. That's probably like one of the number one things. And I have a very specific view on competition, which is I really do care about competition, but I care about competition because it impacts my customers. It impacts my prospects. I want to learn about competitors because they are also in market talking to customers or in front of customers. So I only care about the customer's opinion, the customer's sentiment, what the customers have to say about the competitors. I do not care that the competitor launched a feature. What I do care about is what does the market think about it? The market of people that are going to buy or use that product and possibly mine.
I love it. Yeah, good shit. All right. So let me give you two favorite founder distractions in my recent observation. I think one that's so big and has been talked about so much that it's hard to even truly acknowledge how impactful it can be for you and for me and for everybody is, I think, consuming information that seems or appears or creates the feeling that it could be useful for your venture. So it's sort of like under the mantle of doing work, right? So that could be listening to podcasts. This could be listening or reading books. This could be, I mean, reading books even less, in my opinion. Or a book is such a different form factor than a podcast. Sometimes podcasts can very much blur the lines between entertainment, like very passive entertainment versus really useful, practical, tactical information that's relevant right now. But just consuming information, like following certain people on Twitter and reading everything they write, reading blog posts, articles, listening to podcasts, accessing free courses. There's just this amazing wealth of information, reading Hacker News or Product Hunt, checking out religiously Product Hunt, Hacker News, then listening to your 17 favorite podcasts, then, you know, scrolling through your Twitter timeline to see what's new, what's really going on in tech, then reading. Like, all that can, it can feel like somewhat work because you need to stay up to date and you need to know what competitors are doing and what companies are doing, and you need to stay creative and you need to keep learning, and these ideas that you could collect from different places or information bits that you could consume in different places could now help you inform your strategy or what you should do next. So it kind of feels like work, but it's actually just fucking around. Right? It's just like just fucking around for a couple of hours and indiscriminately throwing your attention at anything that throws itself at you, right? So kind of setting up your day as a founder in a way that feels like you're educating yourself, but what you're really doing is distracting yourself, right? You don't need to read 10 books a day to become a successful founder or whatever the hell the myth is that all successful founders are reading an immense amount of books. You don't have to listen to the top 50 entrepreneurship podcasts to be successful. You don't need to read all the top blogs. You don't need to be on all the top sites. You don't need to analyze every single Product Hunt launch every day, because that's going to teach you something about the thing you may work on next year and may want to launch in 3 years from now. Like, I think that we tell a lot of founders tell themselves a bullshit story around how much time they spent consuming information that is not absolutely necessary and useful for what they're doing today. Not saying you should go the other extreme, never consume any information. That's crazy talk. But I think that founders do get distracted by their love for consumption of data and information and the overwhelming amount that's available out there. And they're not very disciplined about it. They're not like, okay, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day reading, consuming a podcast, and I'm going to do it very mindfully in these situations. When I go work out, I'll listen to a podcast, right? That's a good time. Or on my commute. And then at night before I go to sleep, I'll read this book. Like, there's these moments where I'll do something.